Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a wonderful thing again. We bless God for another day. We thank God for His mercy and His grace over our lives. We thank God for what He has been doing. We appreciate the mighty hands of God. And we appreciate the dimension of God's grace upon our lives and our family. We appreciate the protection of God. You are welcome to this prophetic decree and declaration that have been working wonders, delivering people and liberating people from far and near. We thank God for a lot of testimony rolling in. We thank God for what people have been gaining through this prophetic decree. And we pray that God will visit you also. God will minister to your needs. God will also attend to your case in Jesus' name. I prophesy into your life that the affliction program to your destiny shall expire now. In the name of Jesus Christ, every decree of darkness against your destiny shall be cancelled by fire. The position they say you will not reach, you will get there. The hand of the Lord will promote your destiny. The King of Kings shall be your God. The everlasting Father shall promote your destiny to the next level of greatness and favor. In the name of Jesus Christ, every satanic trap set for you shall catch fire. Those who hate you for no reason, they shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus Christ, those who hate you because of your star, because of your glory, because of what you carry, they shall be harassed, they shall be disgraced, and they shall be silenced in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, God has been doing wonderful work using this prophetic decree, and I know you are going to have your testimony also in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me, this is 10th day of the month of December, year 2020. And I pray that today God will visit you. Today God will promote you. Today God will attend to you. Today God will minister to you. Today God will visit you. Today God will disgrace your enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ, any sickness in your body shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you right now that the gap between you and your destiny helper shall be closed in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the Lord will remember you. The God that we serve will open the book of remembrance unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Just a few days ago, I started by teaching a very deep topic called Power Against Household Wickedness. And I'll be able to explain it to you. And I'll be able to give you six categories of human beings or people we have on the planet Earth. Also, I'll be able to give you signs and symptoms or indication that you are under witchcraft attack. Now, I want to give you the very major area, and you need to listen very well. You need to listen very well, because most of what I'm going to tell you now, you may not see it in any book. It may not be in the book you have read, but you have to listen very well. Number one, how to overcome household witchcraft. There are 21 keys to overcoming household witchcraft, 21 of them, 21 keys. If you can imbibe or you get all these keys and you follow them systematically, definitely you overcome. Definitely you overcome. If you look at the Bible from Genesis to Revelation and study very well, the first wickedness that was performed, it was the wickedness of the household. It was Cain and Abel. Cain destroyed Abel. Why? Because Abel sacrificed unto the Lord, and God accepted the sacrifice, and God honored Abel, and God honored the sacrifice. That was just it. So it showed to us that the major thing that normally bring forth this wickedness in the household is envy. It's your destiny, what you carry. It's the purpose of God for your life. So you must understand all this. So when you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, you'll be able to get all these 21 keys that I want to mention now. I pray that God will give you the understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. God will open your eyes and God will give you this mystery in the name of Jesus Christ. 21 keys to overcoming household wickedness, household witchcraft, to overcoming the wickedness in the household, to overcoming the witchcraft in the household. Number one, you must confess your sin one by one and repent of them. Your sin must be confessed one by one. You must remember nobody is perfect. Confess your sin one by one. There must not be any legal ground for them to operate. Confess your sin one by one and repent of them one by one. Very, very important. That's number one key. Number two, you must know who you are. Who are you? If I ask you that question, do you know who you are? If you don't know who you are, you have to take your time and pray seriously until you know who you are. You must understand who you are. You must know who God has called you to be. You must understand that. If you don't know that one, please, you have to take your time and pray. Father, who I am. Father, show me myself. Father, reveal myself to me. Father, I want to know who I am. It's very important. There are human beings that have been converted to leaf. There are human beings that have been converted to goat. There are human beings that have been converted to bucket, and they don't know who you are. When you pray very well to know who you are, then it will give you a step further in operating and in getting victory against over household wickedness. Number three, you must know your God's given assignment on earth. What has God given to you to do? What is the major assignment in your hand? What has God told you to do? These are areas you have to take your time. You want to overcome household wickedness. You want to overcome household witchcraft. You have to know. Because if you don't know all this one, you will not know how to operate. You will not know how to move. You will not know step to take. But when you know this one, it will help you. So you must know your God's given assignment on earth. Immediately a man understands why God has created him, he will guide jealously at that. He will know what to do. He will know how to operate. Number four, you must understand the history of your extended family. You must understand the history of your extended family. Very important. You must do what we call spiritual mapping of your extended family. Number five, you must be spiritually mature. You must grow and develop yourself spiritually. If you are not mature spiritually, you cannot dictate them, because they walk and operate in camouflage. They operate like chameleon. They operate like friend, but they are not your friend. So you must be spiritually mature. Your five senses spiritually must develop. You must be spiritually mature. You must grow and develop yourself spiritually. Number six, you must deal with every evil ladder in your life. The Bible says, give no place to the devil. You must deal with every evil ladder in your life. What are the ladder in your life? Deal with it. Number seven, identify your weaknesses. Identify your weaknesses and deal with them. What are the areas of your life that you are weak? Identify it, because if you don't identify it, the enemy in the household will take hold of it, because they know you. They know you very well. You grow together. They understand it. They know your weaknesses. So you must identify it and deal with it. Number eight, you must avoid unprofitable display. Some people, they are just blessed by God, and the next thing you see them doing, they say they want to do birthday, and they spend a lot of money doing birthday. It's rubbish. Is capital rubbish. Some of them, they will say they want to do this, and they will spend all the fortune doing it, to the extent that the witch in the family who has never known God has blessed them begin to see, so you have so money like this. It's rubbish. You must avoid unprofitable display. Number 10, you must be careful and watchful. Is it number 9 now? Number 9, you must be careful and watchful. Be very careful. I'm very watchful. The Bible says, watch and pray. If you are praying, you are not watchful. You are just deceiving yourself. Number 10, you must ask God for the wisdom of the serpent. You must ask God for the wisdom of the serpent. You must ask God. The Bible says, be as wise as serpent and be as harmless as dove. You must understand the wisdom of the serpent. I'm going to give you what we call the wisdom of the serpent. I'm going to give you 21 wisdom of the serpent, so that you understand what I mean by the wisdom of the serpent. I pray God will give me the grace to be able to broadcast that one unto you. The wisdom of the serpent. The Bible says, be as wise as the serpent and as harmless as dove. Serpent is so wise. It will be in a place you will not know. So it must be as wise as serpent. Number 11, you must be prayerful. And you must understand the ministry of fire prayers. You must be prayerful. And you must understand the ministry of fire prayers. You must understand the ministry of fire prayers. Number 12, and I'm going to stop there today. You must be addicted to fasting. You must learn how to fast. You must learn how to train your body in fasting. It will help you. It will develop your muscle. It will develop your spiritual muscle. It will charge your spiritual battery. It will make your spiritual stamina strong. And then you can confront household wickedness. I pray for somebody here. Every activity of household wickedness against you shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. In case you have not given your life to Jesus, I want you to confess your sin. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Tell the Lord to save you. Confess your sin unto him one by one. He is going to pardon you. You know what you are doing. Confess unto the Lord. Begin to do that now. Begin to do that now. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. Confess your sin unto him. In Jesus' name, we pray. Repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I confess my sin. Forgive me, Lord. I declare that you are my Lord and Savior. Save my soul and liberate me from sin. In Jesus' name we pray. There are prayers we need to pray seriously. And I want you to get ready as we pray. These are very deep prayers. they are called prayer to destroy the captivity of household wickedness. We are going to pray very well now. Say, I lose my destiny from the control of household wickedness. In the name of Jesus, I lose my destiny from the control of household wickedness. In the name of Jesus, I lose my destiny from the control of household wickedness. In the name of Jesus, I lose my destiny from the control of household wickedness. In the name of Jesus, I lose my destiny from the control of household wickedness. In the name of Jesus, I lose my destiny from the control of household wickedness. In the name of Jesus, I lose my destiny from the control of household wickedness. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I recover any of my virtues shared amongst household witches. In the name of Jesus, I recover any of my virtues shared among household witches. In the name of Jesus, I recover any of my virtue shared among household witches. In the name of Jesus, I recover any of my virtues shared amongst household witches. In the name of Jesus, I recover any of my virtue shared amongst household witches. In the name of Jesus, I recover any of my virtue shared among household witches. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, any organ of my body that has been exchanged for another through witchcraft operation. Any organ of my body that has been exchanged for another one through witchcraft operation, be replaced now. In the name of Jesus, any organ of my body that has been exchanged for another one through witchcraft operation, be replaced now. 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 In the name of Jesus, any organ of my body that has been exchanged for another, that have been exchanged for another one through witchcraft operation, be replaced now. 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 In Jesus' name, pray. Say, any drop of my blood sucked by any witch in my family, be vomited now. In the name of Jesus, any drop of my blood sucked by any witch in my family, be vomited now. 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 In Jesus' name, pray. Say, any personality in my family using witchcraft to oppress me, be disgraced. In the name of Jesus, any personality in my family using witchcraft to oppress me, be disgraced. In the name of Jesus, any personality in my family using witchcraft to oppress me, be disgraced. In the name of Jesus, any personality in my family using witchcraft to oppress me, be disgraced. Be disgraced. Be disgraced. Be disgraced. Be disgraced. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, every witchcraft spell working against my destiny, die. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft spell working against my destiny, die. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft spell working against my destiny, die. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft spell working against my destiny, die. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft spell working against my destiny, die. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft spell working against my destiny, die. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your mouth and pray this one very loud. Say, I reverse the evil effect of any witchcraft invocation over my life. I reverse the evil effect of any witchcraft invocation over my life. In the name of Jesus, I reverse the evil effect of any witchcraft invocation over my life. In the name of Jesus, I reverse the evil effect of any witchcraft invocation over my life. In the name of Jesus, I reverse the evil effect of any witchcraft invocation over my life. In the name of Jesus, I reverse the evil effect of any witchcraft invocation over my life. In Jesus' name, say, I reverse the evil effect of any witchcraft summoning of my spirit. In the name of Jesus, I reverse the evil effect of any witchcraft summoning of my spirit. In the name of Jesus, I reverse the evil effect of any witchcraft summoning of my spirit. In the name of Jesus, I reverse the evil effect of any witchcraft summoning of my spirit. In the name of Jesus, I reverse the evil effect of any witchcraft summoning of my spirit. In Jesus' name, say, every witchcraft curse
pronounce upon my destiny. Break in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft curse, pronounce upon my destiny. Break, break, break in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft curse, pronounce upon my destiny. Break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft curse, pronounce upon my destiny. Break in Jesus' name we pray. Aha, something good is happening there. Say, I reverse every witchcraft barrier fashioned against me in the name of Jesus. I reverse every witchcraft barrier fashioned against me in the name of Jesus. I reverse every witchcraft barrier fashioned against me in the name of Jesus. I reverse every witchcraft barrier fashioned against me in the name of Jesus. I reverse every witchcraft barrier fashioned against me in Jesus' name. Pray. Get a bottle of oil now. I want to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, if you don't have a bottle of oil, you can get a bottle of water. Anyone you get, I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree that these items, this bottle of oil and bottle of water, shall carry the power of deliverance, shall carry the anointing of deliverance, shall carry the anointing that break the yoke into pieces, shall carry the anointing that dismantle the plans of darkness. I command the blood of Jesus to flow into this material. I command the fire of deliverance to enter into this oil. Let the oil and the water carry the power that is the power that break the yoke of darkness. Let the power of God and the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ, let the fire from the throne of God enter into this water, enter into this oil, enter into this oil, enter into this oil in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak now that the oil shall carry power, the oil shall carry power, the water shall carry power in the name of Jesus. They shall become an instrument of God's fire, instrument of God's deliverance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Now take the oil and anoint your head. When you anoint that head, you will place your hand on your head and pray this prayer. Say, I withdraw my head from the control of household witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my head from the control of household witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my head from the control of household witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my head from the control of household witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my head from the control of household witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my head from the control of household witchcraft in Jesus' name. Pray now, take that oil and anoint your chest. Anoint your chest now. You are going to pray. Say, I withdraw my heart from the control of household witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my heart from the control of household witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my heart from the control of household witchcraft in Jesus' name we pray. On your own, you can pray this prayer more. Pray more, very well. Now, take the oil now and drink a little. Drink a little from the oil and pray very well like this. Say, Holy Ghost fire, purge my body, purge my soul, purge my spirit in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, purge my body, purge my soul, purge my spirit in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, purge my body, purge my soul, purge my spirit in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, purge my body, purge my soul, purge my spirit in Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil now and anoint your belly button. Anoint your belly button. And you pray this prayer very well. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, go to the root of my life and perform deliverance there. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, go to the root of my life and perform deliverance there. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, go to the root of my life and perform deliverance there. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, go to the root of my life and perform deliverance there. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, go to the root of my life and perform deliverance there. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, go to the root of my life and perform deliverance there. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, go to the root of my life and perform deliverance there. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your two hands now and say like this. Say, fire of deliverance, burn to pieces, burn to ashes every satanic cobwebs in my hand. In the name of Jesus, fire of deliverance, burn to ashes every satanic cobwebs in my hands. In the name of Jesus, fire of deliverance, burn to ashes every satanic cobwebs in my hands. In the name of Jesus, fire of deliverance, burn to ashes every satanic cobwebs in my hand. In Jesus' name, we pray. I decree your deliverance now. I decree your freedom now. I decree your deliverance now. I decree your freedom now. In the name of Jesus, every satanic plantation in your body, every satanic arrow in your body, every satanic poison your body, I command them one by one, wherever they are, I command them now, come out. I want you to be saying amen as I challenge it. When I challenge it now, they shall be coming out. They will come out through your nose, they will come out through your mouth, they will come out through your anus, they will come out through every natural orifices you have, they will come out through it. I command every satanic plantation, satanic yoke, satanic animal, satanic seed, satanic deposit, satanic sickness, satanic infirmity in your body, I command them. Hear me and hear me very well. The Bible says, as soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. I command you right now, wherever you are in the body, wherever you are in the soul, in the spirit, wherever you are in the bladder, in the liver, in the kidney, in the heart, I command you now, come out now. In Jesus' name they come out. I command them now to die in the name of Jesus. Go papunya, rimo pundaleba, rimo papunya kadakayaba, rinke koposia, limpa rikayabaraba. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray that God will visit you. The Lord will minister to your need. The Lord will deliver you in the name of Jesus Christ. The yoke of your life shall be broken. If you have not married, God shall set to you. If you are looking for the fruit of the womb, this month God shall set to you. If you are looking for a good job, this month God shall set to you. Are you having some challenges? God shall set to you this month. In the name of Jesus Christ, the hand of the Lord shall release upon you. The glory of God shall cover you. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will never remain the same. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Heavenly Father. Aha, something has happened there. I can see a woman there. The hand of the Lord is losing you now. You have seen this dream before. You saw that you saw a black goat, and this black goat was tied down. I can see now that black goat has turned to you. You are the one that converted to goat. But now, as we are praying now, the angel of the Lord has loosed you from that very particular place where you were tied down. You will notice that within 1 week, the breakthrough you are expecting shall be released into your hand. Aha, something is happening. There's somebody here, you have seen you see an egg broken. And that egg, you are looking for the fruit of the womb. I command right now, any power that is damaging the fruit of your womb, that power shall die in the name of Jesus Christ. The egg that has been broken, I command a repair. I command a repair. I command a repair in the name of Jesus Christ. Moponta le poshka. And that sister that you notice something is moving around your body, that brother that you notice something is moving around your body, I command the poison of the serpent to move out. Move out in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Aha, aha. The miracle is starting. And the miracle is continuing. The Lord will perfect that miracle in your life. There shall be testimony in your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you in Jesus' name. In case you want to get across to me, my number remains the same, 080-233-69298. You can send a text message. You can send it on WhatsApp number. Don't forget, today is Thursday. We have a program that I call Fight to Finish. It's an aggressive prayer meeting program. And I will be considering that program today, the dealing with evil transaction, which we started last week. Some of you connected last week. You can still connect. Just go to YouTube and type MFM Festac. MFM Festac region. MFM Festac region. Just MFM. MFM Festac region. As soon as you type it in, it bring you in. You can go to Facebook also. Just get to Facebook, MFM Festac Lagos Region 12, and you are connected. And it's very easy. You can watch it on that YouTube. Just type MFM Festac on YouTube, and you are there with us. MFM Festac Region, and you are there with us. We are starting it by 5:30, and it's going to be very wonderful. Prepare yourself and get a bottle of water ready. I'm going to pray on that bottle of water. I'm going to pray on that bottle of water 3 times. And that bottle of water will carry the power of Holy Ghost. The fire he has never carried before. So prepare yourself for that program. And God bless you as you join us in the name of Jesus Christ. But in case you are living around, your place is not far, quickly come and join us physically. It's very, very good that you are there physically to enjoy the united prayer and to enjoy the direct anointing. It's very, very good. If you are living around, you are living around Festac, you are living at Satellite, you are living wherever you are living at Amuwo, you are living at Jakonde Estate, you are living at Ago, you are living at Iba, you can join us. Very, very important. And you enjoy this program, you will never remain the same. But if you are very far, you connect with us, and God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will work wonders in your life. The Lord will do great things in your life. I'm going to pray on the prayer request. I'm going to pray on the bottle of water 3 times in that program.
as I've been directed, and then the Lord God will do wonders in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola.